The Somali fighter group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for twin bombings that rocked the central Somali town of Beledweyne on Tuesday. At least 20 people were killed and many more injured in those attacks. The blast targeted the central police station that serves as a base for the Somali police force. Those forces received training from Djiboutian troops who are part of the African Union mission to Somalia.
The attack on the police post claimed the lives of many civilians as well as police forces. African Union forces also lost one of its soldiers from the Djiboutian contingent.
16 people lost their lives after a bomber detonated his explosives in the town last month. The rather peaceful town has come under deadly attacks, which have all been claimed by the Somali Al-Shabaab fighters. A pro-government force now controls the strategic town of Beledweyne with the support of Djiboutian as well as Ethiopian troops. These soldiers are part of the African Union forces, which managed to drive out the Al-Shabaab from Mogadishu in 2011.
These kinds of attacks are meant to silence the people of Somalia. But as a government, we are committed to rebuild Somalia and will never give up in our cause.
The armed group of Al-Shabaab has vowed to launch further attacks on Somali government and African Union bases. Al-Shabaab accuses those forces of invading Somalia. The group has, however, lost all major towns. The central government in Mogadishu has also promised a crushing response in its war on the Al-Shabaab. The 17,700-strong African Union force, mainly drawn from Kenya, Burundi, Uganda, Djibouti, and Sierra Leone, alongside Ethiopian troops, are fighting the Al-Shabaab on several fronts. Ethiopia has expressed interest in joining AMISOM as the UN Security Council voted to expand the mission's strength to 22,000 men in an effort to step up offensive operations against the armed group Al-Shabaab. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.